AircheckDownloads.com.
The sound of Lincolnshire.
Lady Gaga on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Just gone 20 past six.
I heard from the heavens.
Thank you if you did come up and say hello to the Lincolnshire show. So many kind comments saying how much you enjoy listening to us in the morning. A few coming up and asking where the smart speaker was. She was there, but she had to leave early. She didn't want to overheat herself.
Text 81333.
Start your message with LN.
Texts are charged at your standard network rate.
See our privacy notice at bbc.co.uk/local-radio-privacy or find us on social media.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Travel.
Well, there's no Lincolnshire show traffic today, so roads around Lincoln should be all right. Just the usual traffic. I'm sure the bypass will be busy nonetheless. Anything else? If you spot it, do please let us know. 08000 665 949. Disruption expected again to the trains today. Obviously, it was the rail strike yesterday. Another one tomorrow. But even today, there is a slightly altered, reduced service. So please do check before you travel if you're travelling by train today.
All the music you love.
The music that gets you dancing. And the music that makes you feel something.
Love is bad.
Your all-time favourites.
I'll be there for you.
And your next musical obsession.
We'll never fade like graffiti on the overpass.
All the music you love.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
All the music you love and the weather kids you love as well.
Watch the weather countdown.
And our weather kid this week has been brilliant. Finlay, who's 6 from Sutterton, has been bringing us the forecast all week. Now, Finlay, you'll know if you've been listening, loves riding his bike, loves swimming, wants to be a postman when a bit older. Well, he's been a great weather forecaster this week, and here is one final forecast for Friday. What's happening, Finlay?
Today the weather is going to be cloudy. What shapes can you see?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be cloudy. I love it with those clouds. You can make certain shapes. Like, oh, look, there's a horse in the sky. So like that. Have a look up later, unless you're driving.
Weather
kids. Thank you, Finlay. It's Rick Astley. Together Forever on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Good morning, Friday morning. I'm Sean Dunderdale, Armed Forces Day, of course, tomorrow. Are you heading for the big Armed Forces event at Cleethorpes? Well, if you are, you won't be going by train because there's the rail strike. Well, of course, keep updated any issues that may cause through the weekend. Right now, though, speaking of the weekend, Sunday, 6 o'clock, Ross is back with County Links.
County Links. BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Take a fairly large field, award-winning animals, tens of thousands of people, every type of food and drink you could think of.
County Links. BBC Radio Lincolnshire.
Look forward to it, Ross. Ross back 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. Right now, it's 6:30. We'll get the news with Harry in a mo. First, the weather for this Friday is Abby Dewhurst. Morning, Abby.
Good morning. Any early patches of mist will lift and today will start dry with some good spells of sunshine. But during the afternoon, cloud amounts will start to build and we are at risk of seeing a scattering of heavy and thundery showers pushing in. Temperatures today reaching 24 degrees Celsius at 75 Fahrenheit. Some of those showers are going to continue through the first half of the night, but overnight it will turn drier and clear with temperatures dropping to 13 degrees Celsius, one or two patches of mist and fog reforming. As for tomorrow, it looks to again start dry and bright with plenty of sunshine during the morning, just a little bit of cloud building in through the afternoon and one or two showers, but it doesn't look as though the showers tomorrow will be quite as frequent as what we're likely to see today. A breezy day though, with temperatures down on where they have been, reaching highs of 22 Celsius, 72 Fahrenheit.
Thank you, Abby. Good morning, it's BBC Radio Lincolnshire with the news. Here's Harry Parkhill.
The Conservatives have lost two MPs and a party chairman after two by-elections yesterday.
Oh my, look at that. So I think we're going to have clear skies as well, fingers crossed.
Hopefully, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I've never seen all five planets.
No, I don't think I have. Not in a line.
Well, not all of them. I know there's more, but you know, it's pretty cool. I bet they'll just look like little dots, though.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Shiny dots.
Well, I've got a big telescope.
Have you?
Yeah, which I don't know how to use.
Right.
But I've had it a few years, and I get trained on it once every 2 or 3 years to start to use it. I use it once or twice. It then goes back in the spare bedroom, and then a year or two later, I get it out again. It's like, I can't remember how I use it now. It's all battery controlled and everything, so it moves with the... I don't know.
Oh, wow, so it actually moves to... Well, so yeah, it sort of holds on while... Because the Earth's moving, obviously,
You can find the star, you know, the planet you want, whatever, find that, and then press the button, and it will slowly move with the planet, or if you want it on the moon, it will slowly move as the moon, or as we move, with the moon.
That's fascinating. I didn't know you could do that. I suppose that's what all the big, fancy telescopes
are. Big and fancy for, and I've got no idea how they work. So,
otherwise, so as long as it's not just there to spy on your neighbours, then that's fine.
That's the other use.
Anyway, you know...
Sound of Lincolnshire.
What Harry hasn't realised is he is now one of my neighbours. With that telescope, I can see two streets away where he lives. So, I knew I had a barbecue before he did.
Newcheckdownloads.com.